As U.S. and British troops bear down on Baghdad, many military experts are recalling the warning of Chinese military theoretician Sun Tzu, who said, "When you besiege a city, do it only if it is absolutely necessary as a last resort." Since 1993, the U.S. military has devoted enormous resources training for urban warfare. Retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson was chief of staff at the Marines Warfighting Laboratory and led a two-year study on urban warfare for the Defense Department. He joins us from Daytona, Florida. Thank you for being with us, Colonel.
Good to be here.
And what are some of the lessons that can be learned right now from the immediate past?
Well, I think one of the things that we did learn from Mogadishu, and I think that the Russians learned in Grozny, is that the prime problem, the key problem, is fighting in and among civilian population. Mm-hmm. It makes the problem enormously more difficult, particularly if you're hoping to eventually win the hearts and minds of that population when you get back in there. And that means that you're going to try to minimize, not eliminate. Would be nice, but it's not going to be possible with technology today. The human suffering that accompanies urban combat.
Mm-hmm. And the U.S. and Britain have been trying to avoid civilian casualties. Would you say so far?
That's the reason that they are trying to limit the casualties. That's the reason that they've warned Saddam that. A deliberate policy of fighting in the cities is a violation of the UN Charter, and that not the UN Charter, but the law of land warfare, and that he'll be held accountable at the end of the day.
But, Colonel, from the point of view of Iraqi commanders, is this tactically the best hope they have?
Well, it's probably the only hope they have of slowing the American advance down. Of tying us up, of causing a lot of American casualties, causing us to cause a lot of civilian casualties. So I think that they think their best set of options is to do that, and then hope that some combination of world opinion, mm-hmm. American public opinion, will eventually give them some kind of political leverage that they didn't have before.
How much will U.S. and British technological superiority help?
Well, it's the area where our technology is probably least helpful on the battlefield, simply because the problems are so daunting of seeing through buildings, keeping situational awareness over a large urban area. When we started this really in 1995, we had hoped to someday make ourselves as good in the urban areas as we are in the deserts or in the sea or on the air. And I think we'll be there eventually, but we aren't there yet. But we do have some advantages. Let me give you a couple of examples. The Marines have deployed with them a small handheld unmanned vehicle, unmanned aerial vehicle that actually can look around corners. It's launched by the infantry on the ground, so they can see over buildings.
Colonel?
Yes.
Colonel, I'm afraid we're just about to run out of time.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank you for being with us, though.
Sure thing.
Retired Marine Corps Colonel Gary Anderson was chief of staff of the Marines Warfighting Laboratory. He joined us from Daytona, Florida. Colonel, thanks very much.